This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Today, the nation's capital is once again in the national spotlight. There was the deadly shooting overnight in D.C., and it's putting the president's crime crackdown front and center. The shooting happened in D.C.'s Logan Circle neighborhood around 7 o'clock. That was only 9 hours after the president announced he's dispatching the National Guard, FBI, and ATF to beef up D.C.'s law enforcement response.
I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor. And worse, this is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. And this will go further. We're starting very strongly with D.C., and we're going to clean it up real quick, very quickly.
D.C.'s mayor says D.C. is a much safer city now than it was during the pandemic or when crime reached record levels back in 2023. While she is pledging to cooperate with federal agencies, it's D.C. City Council who are still not on board. They put out a statement saying this is a manufactured intrusion on local authority. Violent crime in the district is at the lowest rates we've seen in 30 years. Federalizing the Metropolitan Police Department is unwarranted because there is no federal emergency. Now, the president's authority over D.C. is limited. Congress still has the final say on how long this crime crackdown may last. So while this is starting in D.C., the president says he's open to additional crime crackdowns in major cities like Chicago and Los Angeles. We heard from the mayor of Chicago on Monday who said if Trump were to send the National Guard to his city, that it would destabilize Chicago. Carly and Joey?
That would be the destabilizing factor. Got it.
Thank you, Carly. Boy, she's good.
I know I had to leave that little end part in there. I couldn't resist. That'll be the destabilizing factor. This is the Democrats saying the same thing that they say on illegal immigration. Leave our voters alone. And they want criminals out. They do not want them in prison because in prison they cannot vote for, say it with me, Democrats. So what you're watching here, and I opened the show with this yesterday, and other hosts need to begin to talk about it this way. I know some of you, because I go first on the East Coast, use me for show prep. Take it, steal it. This, what you are seeing right now, is not Democrat lawlessness. That's not what it is. That was in the 90s. It was terrible. This is something different. This is Marxism. This is the Marxist takeover of the criminal justice system. And in Marxism, think communist revolution in China, there are oppressor classes and oppressed classes. Criminals for Democrats, illegal immigrants for Democrats, are in the oppressed classes. They cannot be trifled with. They cannot be touched. Laws are barely applied to them, if at all. That is how it works. This is the mentality. A Democrat in good standing in one of these very liberal cities, Lee, would be extremely embarrassed. This is their culture. It's not American culture. It's Marxist culture. Would be extremely embarrassed, whether you're a judge or a prosecutor or a mayor, to be seen being tough on criminals, because in Democrat Marxist thought and culture, you never crack down on an oppressed class. And if you're a member of an oppressed class, because you're a criminal, then that simply means you're a victim. You do not get tough on the victims. Well, yeah, but the victim just shot somebody last night in D.C., literally had a, you know, another fatal carjacking last night in D.C. It doesn't matter. They're just misunderstood. Look, if there is somebody shot somebody else, look, it's just because they've been victimized. And we have to try to understand that. Lee, it'll get to the point. If you let this go on a long enough line, that guy last night who murdered somebody will be let out on his own reconnaissance with no bail and allowed to walk around. You let Democrats do this, that's how far they'll go. And you got to stop it. And Trump understands what an emergency this is. I've been screaming about this like a broken record for the last 2 years, whether it comes to illegals or it comes to criminals in Democrat cities. We are losing territory in the U.S. to this Marxist mindset. And it will, if we let it go too far, Trump understands this, Lee, it will take the military to take it back. It's going to take, and I don't even see National Guard versus the cartels. I don't even want to see that. I don't think those guys, I think it'd take the full core military. We're not even allowed to use them on our soil. We got to stop it now. And Trump made it clear yesterday multiple times during that press conference. No, no, no. We're just starting with D.C. to clean up the woke Democrat chaos.
This issue directly impacts the functioning of the federal government and is a threat to America, really. It's a threat to our country. We have other cities also that are bad, very bad. You look at Chicago, how bad it is. You look at Los Angeles, how bad it is. New York has a problem. And then you have, of course, Baltimore and Oakland. We don't even mention that anymore. They're so far gone. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to lose our cities over this. And this will go further. We're starting very strongly with D.C., and we're going to clean it up real quick.
He was very quick yesterday, Lee, and I want you to chime in after this. He was really quick yesterday to say, hey, the first step we're going to take, and I agree with this, we're going to end cash bail. That's going to take federal legislation. Elise Stefanik, who is from New York, he's writing that legislation now. And that is, he's absolutely right. He said a lot of this, losing control of these cities on purpose, started with the end of bail for cash. Some of the most egregious examples of that are in California, where quite literally you go into the store, you walk out with a TV, you don't even run fast, right? Because who's going to stop you? As long as it's valued under $900 and some change, you're good. Now, if the police get there, they take the TV back, they bring it back into the store, and they hand you a little ticket with your notice to appear. Well, you just sit there on the curb, you wait for the police to leave, and you go back and get that TV till you got it. Because each one is a separate instance, and Democrats will couple this with delisting felonies. So now taking that TV is a misdemeanor, and guess what? The state attorney general doesn't prosecute misdemeanors for theft. Oops. So what is it? It's a free TV. What are they doing ultimately? Well, they're tolerating criminals, yes. But what they're saying is these are oppressed classes. If you feel entitled to a TV, that big corporation has one, you do not. That's not fair. If somebody else can buy it, they must have oppressed you. That's how they got the money. That's not fair. And we should have communism anyway. So go ahead and take that TV. Lee, that is the system they are creating. It is deliberate. It is not crime. It's Marxist redistribution. And it manifests itself as crime. And that is what Trump is saying. No, 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 no. We're not doing that anymore. I mean, you realize in some of these places, again, California's one, they don't even take them in. They leave them in the parking lot and drive away. And they go right back for the TV again. This is how it is. In L.A., they actually, I'll never forget, I had an editorial debate. It's almost 2 years ago now. L.A. Times. Should you resist burglaries of your home, or is that morally wrong? This is where they are mentally. And our side needs to catch up. Catch up, catch up, catch up. This is not soft on crime. That'd be nice if we could go back to that. This is something else entirely. It's a disease, and it has got to be stamped out. We're going to have to do it at the federal level. And that's all I have to say about that.
I think it's interesting. Of course, you're getting the Democrat leaders that are supposed to be responsible for the safety of the citizens of D.C. who are complaining about this and saying it's federal overreach and all this other stuff, although the police union in D.C., the Metro Police Union, have already come out in favor.
Yes.
And I do think that's interesting. The Metro Police of the District of Columbia mm-hmm. are agreeing with Republican Donald Trump, president, on this policy. And, of course, D.C. is a little bit different situation than other cities because,
sure.
You know, this is the Federal District of Columbia. The federal government still has some control over that. And he mentions these other cities. True, he could do some things along those lines, but he would have some other legal impediments to keep him from doing it. But I do think that this is sort of like the art of the deal. Once again, this is like the tariff thing. I'm going to impose this here. This is what's going to happen. The rest of you guys, you don't fall in line. Here's what's going to happen to you.
And the important thing here, too, Lee, is, and this is absolute brilliance on Trump's part. He knows how they're going to react, and they're doing it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They
yeah.
are literally speaking their part in
right.
the Trump script here, because the Democrats are like, no, leave our criminals alone. No, no, no interference. We want to keep our criminals. And Trump is letting the country get a good look at that.
Well, and here's the other thing. I look at this from a political standpoint, too. Where is it that Republicans need help? In the large metropolitan cities.
Mm.
They need to see support from voters in the large metropolitan cities. If the biggest problem in large metropolitan cities is violent crime, and many times it is minorities that are the victims, guess what happens when the Republicans come in and clean things up?
This erosion of black support
mm-hmm.
for Democrats continues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, Trump has gotten the highest ever support with black males. It is now over 20%. That doesn't sound like a lot if you're new to politics. But for Democrats to win, they need to pull about 90%, really 92% will solidly get you there, of the Democrat vote, male and female. Well, Democrats have plumb lost 20% of the black male vote. That's part of the reason Trump was able to win in a lot of these places. You keep this up, and Trump knows they'll scream, they'll yell, we want to keep our soft on crime policies, our Marxist policies, please, wah, wah, wah. And you know what? It'll erode a few more points.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few more points. This is brilliant politics. Why Republicans didn't do this years ago, I don't know.
Well.
Yeah. Well, so much going on today. There's so many angles on this D.C. thing. And Trump, and you know what? You know what I like here, Lee? A lot of Republicans, I think they're wrong. A lot of Republicans are gleeful over the destruction of these cities, saying, see, 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 everybody will see. Everybody will see who the Democrats are. And Trump's like, no, we're not letting them go. And I don't think we should let the territory go, because we're going to have a lot of problems when we lose control
right.
of it.
Yeah.
And again, Mexico is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
There are no-go zones. They are completely in control of the gangs. The military can't even breach them because the gangs are better armed. We don't want that. Trust me. What we do want is what Trump is doing, showing America, look at the Democrats resisting as I try to clean up crime. It's brilliant. Just brilliant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, as Lee pointed out, he's right about this. This is, listen to this, folks, the head of the police union in D.C., okay? The city council's screaming, oh, no, dictator's taking us over. He's coming after our poor criminals, our most highly valuable, because a lot of them are illegal immigrants, too, our most highly valued members of the Democrat Party. We have to let them roam free. It wouldn't be fair. And they're screaming dictator, D.C. council, because they're all Marxists, too. They're on board with the Marxist revolution that's going on in law enforcement in D.C. But what about the guy who represents the cops? What does he think? His name is Gregory Pemberton. He is the chair of the D.C. Police Union.
We completely agree with the president that crime in the District of Columbia is out of control and something needs to be done with it. We have to go back to how we got here, though. In 2020, the D.C. City Council passed an enormous amount of legislation that handcuffed police officers, exposes them to administrative, civil, and even criminal liability, even when they do their jobs properly. And now, 5 years later, our authorized sworn strength is 4,000 sworn police officers. We currently have 3,180. So we have more than 800 vacancies for the position of police officer. And the way the department makes up for that gap is through 2 million hours of mandatory overtime every year. So the fact that we need help from federal law enforcement and maybe even the National Guard, it shouldn't come as a surprise. And we agree with that.
Okay. Democrats, when I say this is a Marxist policing philosophy, you are watching a Marxist revolution in many of these cities. D.C. is ground zero. This is former federal assistant attorney general Coley Stimson explaining how Democrats rigged the system. This is the other side of the dual justice system. On one side, Trump faces 700 years in prison for really wrongthink that only by a miracle and the most incredible luck I've ever seen, I think it's hand of God, Trump got out of it. Okay, 700 years for Trump. This is the other side of it, how the D.C. council rigs the system so that the most valued Democrats, illegal immigrants, and criminals don't have laws apply to them at all. And it was on purpose, folks. They want the gangs taking over. It's the goal.
Look, there's three parts.
And again, this is former U.S. Attorney General Coley Stimson explaining this.
Look, there's three parts that he has to focus on. The front end, yes, arrest people who are committing crimes. But the middle end is resource the U.S. Attorney's Office, where I used to work, lower the decline to prosecute rate, handle gun cases in federal district court, especially these felons who are all prosecuted in superior court, with 1% get a prison sentence. And then on the back end, make sure you put good judges on the superior court. If you don't fix all three, the problem's going to remain. I mean, the president can certainly, I mean, he put Jeanine Pirro in. She's going to be a great prosecutor. She has a great track record. But, and he can appoint 10 more judges to the vacancies on the superior court. But the D.C. City Council treats 20-year-olds as juveniles. And so the D.C. City Council's to blame here. In Maryland and Virginia, the age of responsibility is 14 or below.
Right. So the gangs send the juveniles in. The council knew that would happen. They knew that would happen. Common sense. They want it to happen. Why? This is a feature of Marxism. You see this in Venezuela, right? What do we just offer? $50 million reward for Maduro? Why? He is a cartel head and drug trafficker. Wherever you have Marxism, you have actual crime, criminal cartels, and you cannot tell the party from the crime syndicate. They commit actual crimes, not just political crimes or stealing elections, actual crimes. They profit from crime. The Democrat Party is striving for this model. Here's Judge Jeanine Pirro with some more on that part, how this system was rigged to put the illegal immigrants and the gangs in control in D.C.
Here's the problem. Older than 17 years old, I can get the case. If they're under 18 years of age, I can only get the case if it's murder, rob one, rape, even if they shoot a gun but don't kill you, I can't get it. So the law has to be changed. All right. Then even assuming I get the case, I get jurisdiction, I get a conviction, the D.C. council has given the judges the ability to give probation on shootings. And so then it's up to them. All of these things, the Youth Rehabilitation Incarceration Reduction Act, and now they want to seal records. So if we work hard, we get a conviction, they want to wipe it out. So that needs all to be changed.
Why would you do that? Why would you give them D.C. Council probation for shootings? It's on purpose. Because they are inching us to what it is in Venezuela. You get rid of the police, or you sort of tamp down their power. You confiscate the guns, which happened in Venezuela. I'm telling you, this is Democrats' model. You confiscate the guns. 2 years later, you redistribute them to party loyalists who all happen to be crime members, criminals, with Trende Aragua. And then, in the final coup de grace, what do you do? Well, you're Maduro. You only get 30% of the vote. You lost, buddy. But you assume office anyway. And when the people come out to protest, guess who's on the motorbikes shooting them with guns? Those guns you redistributed? Why, it's Trende Aragua. Can the police do anything? No, they've been neutered. That's why they want depolicing. They intend to use these gangs as police. Folks, study the Venezuelan model. It is incredible. And folks, let me make one more point to you here, because I'm going to tie it all in. I did this yesterday. Maduro, why do we have a $50 million bounty on him, the largest ever? Not bounty. We don't know. Well, here's the thing. I said that wrong. It's not a bounty. It's a reward. We could put a bounty on him. Trump is talking about droning all these cartel members, you know, all that. He's not talking about droning Maduro. Why? We want him. We want him alive. That is the purpose of the 50. We don't want the rest of him alive. We don't care. We'll drone him all day long. Pentagon's going to do it. It's going to be shock and awe. We want Maduro alive. Why? Because Maduro gave that speech. Do not forget this. Look up that speech where he said to Trump, "I am sorry. I did not want to send my most valued Trende Aragua leaders to you in your country, but Biden made me and the FBI helped move them through safe houses in Colombia." And Maduro even says to Trump, "Check the safe houses in Colombia. Check your documents. You will find the FBI moving them through Colombia." This is on purpose. That's why they're depolicing. They intend to replace the police with gangs they, wink, wink, nod, nod, control. Trump gets it. This is literally a war. We are fighting a Marxist guerrilla civil war takeover of these Democrat cities. It's got to stop now. Trump gets it. Thank God. That's what he's doing. This is not soft on crime. Don't say those words. This is something else, guys. Folks, I can't tell you what a game changer this is. EJ Antoni's been a frequent guest on this show in the past. With the Heritage Foundation, absolute genius. Retweet him all the time. In fact, I'm going to miss his tweets. Now going ahead, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. He's a PhD, so he's actually Dr. EJ Antoni. Absolutely qualified to do this. What does this mean? They aren't going to, the big shiny shoes hedge funds, the Wall Street power brokers, they'll never mention this. They're not going to tell you this, but inside their boardrooms, from here to Bangkok, a sigh of relief is being breathed. Because you know what? Now, investors are going to actually know what the financial state of America is. For better or for worse, it doesn't matter. With EJ Antoni in charge, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, for the first time in years, the world's investors will know that America's economic numbers are real. And not just another hoax designed to elect Democrats and hide the destruction their political policies cause. They're never going to admit this. They won't say it out loud because he's a conservative. But you can trust him. He will tell you if the numbers are not good. We haven't had that for a long time. Folks, we have countries all over the world. Russia is one of them. With unbelievable natural resources, Russia's economy could boom if it was a truly free country. Why doesn't anybody invest there? Because nobody trusts the stats. Nobody believes them. They shouldn't. They're inflated and fake. Our country had become the same Wait, nobody understands this better than my other favorite economist, Peter St. Onge. This is him right after November, right after the election, when the Biden administration started admitting something profound. Now, think about this for a minute, because you're an investor. Jobs, and you're a Bangkok investor. You're in Qatar. You're in, I don't know, pick a country. You don't give a darn about Republican versus Democrat. You don't care. You just want the numbers. That because you, if you got the numbers, you can tell if you want to invest. And you watch this mess. Oh, 800,000 jobs. We're sorry. We might have overestimated it. What do you know? If Democrats are in charge, you cannot believe the stats. And you have learned, if you're a world investor, that these agencies are as weaponized, or were as weaponized, or still are, anything the FBI's got going, full of liberals whose only job is to make the Democrats look good and Republicans look bad. You don't care. You're in Bangkok. You just want to invest. And you can't. It was going to kill us. I've been warning about this for a long time. It is a huge problem. Now, remember how it went with the Democrats. What did they argue? They said, well, every other number is horrible. We're at 9% inflation. We've got stagnation. We've doubled the price of the average middle class home and annihilated the real estate market. Yeah, the entire thing. But, you know, jobs. We got a lot of jobs. Look at us, job creators. The whole thing was a lie. It was the only bright spot in their economic numbers, and it was a lie. What do you do as an investor? You go, you know what? This is too much for me. I'm going to go invest somewhere else. It's too much. This audio really brilliantly lays out the problem. So, economist Peter St. Onge, and it's from right after the election when they began telling the truth about the jobs massacre. Folks, it was so bad. One quarter during the Biden administration, we didn't even create any jobs. You know what that is? I got a word for it. Jobs apocalypse. That is a disaster. So they just made some up.
Now that the election is over, Joe Biden's minions are letting the terrifying economic data out of his statistical gimp box. Last week, the Philly Fed flagged yet another massive jobs revision, estimating in a new study that jobs actually fell in Q2 of this year, so that's April to June. That contrasts with official numbers claiming 653,000 jobs were created in those very same 3 months. In other words, we could be looking at another massive revision, possibly 700,000 in fake jobs brought to you by the finest statisticians government money can buy.
And?
You know, this is on top of the BLS revision last August that erased 818,000 imaginary jobs between March of 23 and March of this year. That revision wiped out 115,000 imaginary manufacturing jobs, 129,000 retail, 150,000 in restaurants and hotels, and 358,000 professional jobs. In fact, just about the only category that was not revised down was government workers. Put it together and we could be looking at 1.5 million imaginary jobs magic the way. Note that's not including the past 6 months, which could bring it to well over 2 million.
Again, that audio is from November. That's how bad it was. Okay, here's the problem. We're in a hostage situation. Republican leadership's gone rogue. And I warned you about this last week. I am big, livid, mad. They're holding up all of Trump's appointments right now. In fact, they're gaveling the Senate back in session every 4 days to keep him from making recess appointments. We could send EJ and Tony back in there, assure the world's investors, get a big flow of cash into this country. But not Democrats. Republican leadership is holding it up and pretending it's the Democrats who won't approve these nominees. That's a lie. Trump could have EJ and Tony in office tomorrow with a pocket appointment. But who won't let him? John Thune. That's who. Leader of the Senate, GOP leader. Why? What is John Thune doing? He's acting as a terrorist, a hostage taker. He wants Trump to stop sending rescission packages, i.e. hundreds of billions of dollars of cuts, or none of his nominees get through. And what does that do? That leaves the current guy in place. Remember, Trump fired the woman who was lying. The guy he had, who now is next up, is even worse. He was an economic advisor for Biden. So he can't even get EJ and Tony in the building. Because Republicans are holding things up. Evil, evil, evil Republican leadership. I am so sick of these guys. And today is National Middle Child Day. You a middle child? Every middle-eyed child I know has issues. No, seriously. Especially if they're from a family of three, so there's an older and a younger. Anyway, National Middle Child Day. A third of us are a middle child. 32%, roughly. Here's the interesting part. Obviously, siblings don't always get along. But a new poll found one in four people are estranged from at least one brother or sister. That's a lot. Even in Common Core math, that's like 25%. Or whatever you feel it is, it's Common Core math. I saw that and I went, huh, because I've gone through that in recent years. I was really estranged from one of my siblings. My kids were wondering if they'd ever see their uncle again. And we've had this in our family. For us, it was COVID. COVID did it. And differences over COVID things that made getting together as a group hard. You know about that. I won't go back into it. I wondered how much of it was politics and how much of it was other things. And they actually, I went into the internals of the polls. They have that. Number five, reason people are, estranged from their siblings. So it's not just you. That's why I brought this up. Conflicting values or lifestyles, politics is the common reason there. Number four, conflict with other family members, like you've broken off into two rival groups. Number three, manipulative behavior, like guilt tripping you or always playing the victim. Number two, this is reason siblings are estranged, lies or betrayal. They were dishonest or didn't have your back. And number one, personality conflicts. You just don't vibe. Yeah, the gene pool is deep and wide, and there's a lot of people you could take after. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of generations of people, and you're bound to have some personality conflicts. You know what's interesting to me about this? As someone who studied archaeology and anthropology, was obsessed with it, just didn't want to spend my life as a professor. You know, our family groups used to be the difference between life and death. When we were hunter-gatherers, we hunted together, we fought together, we had to have each other's backs, or we didn't end up with backs at all. We had to live together. And you just got to wonder how these conflicts, which we can't even handle each other for a Thanksgiving, would have worked out in nature. I don't know. I wonder stuff like that. But anyway, I wanted to let you know, if your family's a little torn down the middle, you're not so unusual or necessarily abnormally dysfunctional. So give your sibling a call today, especially if it's a middle sibling. Say, hey, I love you. It sucks to be the middle kid. Ha ha. Then hang up. All right, we got more coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need. to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.